up with a word of prayer right there. Father God, you tell us in your word, Lord, to not worry. But Father God, that's one of the hardest things we on this earth we struggle with, because we all worry. Lord, I think I know what you're telling us here is that if we focus on you, Father God, we won't be worrying about whatever's bothering us. Lord, help us to take the scripture to heart and to not be bogged down with worrying or what's going to happen next, but to know, Lord, that you're in control. To know, Lord, that you have us right where you want us. Even for our seniors, Lord. But Lord, this pertains to each and every one of us in this house today. That Lord, I'm sure we've all been guilty one time or another of worrying too much. But you tell us plainly, Father, don't worry. You've got us. Lord, be with us over these next few minutes. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you bless Emily and Kennedy and Riley. And Lord, be with Leslie. Be with Jordan, Father God, as they all make decisions, Lord, that they'll keep their eyes on you. Lord, be with us this morning as, Lord, we just lift our hearts up to you. These things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen. He goes on to tell us right there in 22 that worrying does nothing for us. Now, let me share another verse of scripture with you real quick. Philippians 4:6. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving in your heart, present your request to God. Write that down, seniors, graduates. Philippians 4:6. That'll be one to go back and read and read and read and think about it. And when he says the word petition right there, he's actually saying make your request to God. Let him know how you're feeling. Let him know what is happening. Because life is an abundance of crossroads. Amen? That should have been an amen. Well, it's true. It's true. We've all been there. We've all seen that. But God's word is clear. Do not worry about it. But in every situation, pray about it. Next thing I'll point you out right there. 23 says, for life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. He says, consider the birds. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? We have to know when God tells us that we're valuable, is that they use the word right there, and how much more valuable you are than birds, think about it. We were created in his image, in the image of God. We were created. Genesis 1:26 tells us this. You ain't got to flip there, but just listen. Then God said, let us make mankind in our own image and our own likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over the livestock, over all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. You are God's prized possession. You are. Keep that in mind, people. We as adults, as kids, we're all God's prized possession. When we accept Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we just say, God, Lord, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. You are it. I surrender to you. But look at what the first four words of the Bible says. Look at what the first four words say. In the beginning, God. That's it. If you can't get past that right there, You're struggling today. You're already at the crossroads. In the beginning, God. He says, we are created in His image, and how valuable. Will you have bad days? Yes, you will. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it, Kennedy. You're gonna have a bad day. Yesterday at our fishing tournament, my heart was destroyed. We're gonna share with y'all a story. This was after my fishing tournament. My main stress point is from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. That's my stress point. That's getting every boater checked in, live wells checked, in that water, marked, filled out, money paid, phone numbers I got if I need them. They have my contact information. If anything happens, we can get somebody help out there. And we get these guys out to the mouth of the river. And where we have a prayer, we sing the national anthem. I feel sorry for the people who live on that point because we wake them up, I'm sure. And then we blast them off. And there's waves everywhere. And you're just holding on because we're the last boat sitting. And praise Jesus, Chris Bulger helps me out every year with this. He comes, gets me, and so we blast them off. So we're back. It's probably 11:30, and it's hot. 11:30 to 12. And then we're seeing these people come in. Well, they're not fishing. They're pleasure riding. Now, who's done this before? You've been to the river on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, and you went and enjoyed the water in a boat. You tubed, skied, you know, kneeboarded, whatever you do, you've done it. Yeah, I know, Trey. I'm going somewhere, y'all bear with me. So this couple pulls up, and I mean, there has to be four kids, Trey, and they're little. They're small, there's kid, there's a husband, there's a wife, there's a brother. And this is their first time with the boat. Yeah, no, it's good, Tim. This is their first time with the boat. Now, I don't know this yet. I'll tell you when Michael enters the scene. And I didn't go up to him. I was in my zone. I was in my lane, staying, doing what I was staying. But these kids were having the best time, okay? They were smiling. They're laughing. And woo! They got noodle fights going on. I mean, this is great. This even gets better, y'all. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm getting to that. So we see towels heaving over, going in the boat, floats, duckies, iPads, whatever you got's going over into the boat. Boat's still on the trailer, okay? The dad and the brother, whatever, they're airing up this monstrosity of a float that is going to pull behind the boat. And when I say it gets done, this thing is like 12 foot long. It's huge. It's like 2 foot high. It's got captain's chairs all the way around it. I'm thinking, this is going to be great. These kids, this is going to be the best day ever. First time ever with the boat. So you know how excited they are. You can already imagine what mom and dad have probably spent for the boat. Not new boat, but new to them. Hope you know what I mean. I'm sure you do. It was used. So the kids are sunscreened up. They're lathered. There's like sticky spots all over the concrete over there. They're heaving them up in the boat. Kids are sliding all over the cushions. You know how that goes when you're all greased up. They're flipping and flopping everywhere. You hear excitement. I'm hearing, oh, let's get in the water. It's time. I'm like, yeah. So the guy was like, we got one problem. I need somebody to put me in, because brother's like, I don't want to back up a boat. And I'm like, oh, well, here we go. We got a first problem. Well, he says, sir, comes to me, will you help me? I'd be glad to help you. All I'm doing is standing here waiting on 2 o'clock, and I'm already sweating. It's hot. I said, I'd be happy to help you. What can I do? He was like, I need you to get my boat off the trailer. I said, I don't want to do that, because I'm not a boat expert either. I said, how about I back your boat into the water for you? Oh, you know how? I was like, oh, yeah, man, I can do this. This is my gig. I can do this. I sell trailers. I got this. I can back it up anywhere. I said, I'll put you in the water. You just go get in the boat with all them slick kids, and y'all just hang tight. You give me a thumbs up when you're ready to go. I don't want to lose one over the side because they're greasy, and we'll get on down into the water. honey, we get on down into the water, and I put it down there, and he is sitting there, and you ought to see the smile on his face. Here comes Mama down with her little cooler, and she's got a baby on her hip. She's walking down. You can tell they're excited. They're excited. They know what's fixing to happen. Chris, they're going to put this pond, they're going to put this 12-foot thing behind them. They're going to pull them all over the river. They're going to cause wakes in the no-wake zone. They're just going to blast out and have the best day ever. He gets all the way into the water, and he was like, first time, here we go, kids. Roo, 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 roo. And I was like, that didn't sound good. Then I heard, roo, 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 click, click, click. So I step out, and I was like, yeah, you all right? He didn't say a word at first, and I was like, oh, man, this is bad. Because I'm like, there ain't nothing I can do. I mean, how do you jump off a boat in the water, Kay? I can't. I ain't got no powers. I can't, you know. So I was like, can we just give it a minute? And I'm sure, yeah. All I'm doing is hanging out. Next time it was just click, click, click. Oh, my gosh, y'all, they were devastated. The kids were crying. I mean, it just turned into such a momentous occasion. And it's gone to pot. And we ain't even gotten on the water. That big thing didn't even get, the kids aren't even wet. They're just slick from baby oil or suntan lotion. You know what I'm talking about. So we pull them back up to the top, and him and the brother-in-law talk. He walks over to me and says, thanks for helping me. I thought, oh, you're most welcome. I was like, how old are the batteries? And he was like, I thought they were new. And I was like, you should have checked that. But whatever. I mean, I didn't say a word. I was like, hey, sounds like dead batteries. So all them kids had to climb down out of there, or slide down, whatever they did. They all got back in their car and they left. I know, right? It broke my heart. I about wanted to cry for them. If I'd had a boat, I'd have given it to them then. Seniors, you're going to have days where the batteries are dead. You will. Where the boat don't crank. Where things happen. But you know, when days like this happen to me, you know what I tell myself? God didn't want me out there for some reason. Something was going on where he didn't want me out there. And I say, oh, well, we live to fight another day. You make the most of every opportunity that God lays before you. You do that. You do that as seniors. You do that as adults now. You make the most of every opportunity. And y'all all agree with me. You know that. Look at what he says here. He says, in 28, he says, let me pick up in 27, actually. He says, consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith. 29 says, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink, and do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. He says, but seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Let that scripture sink in. When you seek him with all your heart. Think about how important that is right now, seniors, young people, in this life. This time right now, what is God telling you to do? Will you make mistakes? Yeah, you're going to live and learn. You're going to have dead batteries on the river one day. And you'll probably, I hope you think back on this story. I hope your kids are all greased up. I hope they're sliding all over that boat every which direction. And you get them in and they just, ah, it just falls apart. And you go, man, what happened? We had it all planned out. Sometimes things just happen. He says in that last part in 31, he says, seek him. I want you to seek his presence through prayer. I want you to seek his presence with humility. Humble yourselves before the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to seek his presence through surrender, by praying on your knees. I want you to do that. First four words in the Bible, in the beginning, God. Remember those words. Remember them. Before we, I'm fixing to call Trey up. Trey's got all of his bios and everything. I want to charge you that you're going through one of the most exciting times, but Emily's the only one that couldn't be here with us this morning. And Emily actually graduated from Trenum State Technical College with an associate's degree in diagnostic medical sonography. She says, I plan to study from our various registries over the course of the next month. Then her plans is to work at Vaughn Road Baptist Medical Park in Selma is where she wants to be. Over there with Brandon and Amanda, that's where she's hoping and praying to be. So we're going to see what God has worked out for her, what plans he has. And I ask you as a church to pray for her. To pray for her is what I do. Now, Trey, I want you to go ahead and you bless the rest of them like you feel, and then I'll come back up and close it out today. And when he calls your name, the rest of the graduates who are here, if you'll come forward, we have a gift for you.
I do want to say, Brother Michael, I am a little bit a little bit disappointed. I believe you missed out on God's opportunity for you to buy a boat. I believe that wife would have sold that boat cheap. All it needs is some batteries. So anyway.